deficit by more than $400 billion over the next decade and bring annual domestic spending to its lowest share of the economy since Dwight Eisenhower.
She was more like a billion cream from the mother sin. I shared the mark with you, you need an eye and a wand. We dance on the third and around. She's an eye and a wand. We dance on the third and around. Yeah. People always show me, be careful with you. Don't go around breaking you your time. And mother always told me, be careful who loved. Be the kind of way to do, because the love that goes is true. Hey, Billy Jean's not my blood. She just grown, reading I and a one.
Que parabéns, tô aqui.
Boca.
TDF, bitches, representing.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to TDF Radio.
This is James Ridgewood over here. There was a mini skip on the playback. It's playing over Skype, so I don't know. Oh, now it's on skipping. Skype. Like, whoa! Turn that shit down.
I'm not. Are you still dropping out?
No. Shit's coming through good. It was just the music dropped out like once. Don't worry about it. It wasn't a fucking big deal.
Well, we're not professionals or anything.
No, man. Have you seen how much beer I've drank already? Well, you have.
I've been watching. You want to know something kind of funny? For our listeners, Todd Worthington, by the way, James Ridgewood introduced himself already.
What's up?
We broadcast via Skype, and I got on, and I can see James, and I went to put my headphones on. And I know that we're doing like an internet podcast, so it's like radio, whatever. But I was still like fixing my hair a little, like I was about to be on camera.
Yeah. Well, you know what I looked like when I answered the fucking Skype video call, but we'll talk about that a little later.
Yeah, we will.
Don't worry, I was not naked. Nobody saw my dong. You know, I don't think we've said fuck yet this episode. Before that,
I led with it again.
Oh, really? I didn't notice. Yeah. It's like almost a non-word for me. I hear around the fucks.
Right. Yeah. Well, you have to.
Yeah.
But what was I going to say? I've got this random thing that happened.
Me too. But you go first.
Some people were fucking in our hot tub.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so, pretty good. Let's hear it. Do you see them? Do you see cock?
I didn't. Well.
You just saw thrusting.
It was. Let me kind of give some background here.
All right.
So, I was, you know, we're in an apartment. You haven't been here yet.
No.
An apartment condo kind of thing, and it's like a big square with a pool in the middle, pool and spa in the middle of the main square. And most people, like, I never see anybody in the pool, and I never see anybody in the hot tub. And it's a nice hot tub, and they have it heated all the time. I go out. I take the dog out for the last time of the night. It's about 10:30, whatever. And I was like, I look down. I say, oh, there's some people in the hot tub. That's cool. Walk out, and I come walking back in, and I see a chick on top of the dude that I saw in there, like straddling with like her, like she's all like making out with his neck and like, you know,
he's thrusting, by the way. You can't like thrusting doesn't translate very well over radio.
She was on top, you know, getting
bouncing,
what's hers.
Bouncing, getting what's hers.
Mm-hmm. It was, and so this is the funny part. So I come walking in
on the human Sibian, so to speak.
So I go walking in and I tell Stacy, I go, so there's some people fucking in the hot tub right now.
Word.
She's all, ew, that's gross. We use that hot tub.
Have you ever used that hot tub?
We've used the hot tub.
All right, then. Because I thought nobody ever used it. So I was like, oh, she's bitching about the hot tub that you never use. So who gives a shit?
We're the only ones that ever really use it.
Got it.
We're all, I'm all, babe, some people are fucking in the hot tub right now.
Nice.
She's all, that's gross. She's like, make them stop. I was like, how am I going to make them stop? They're fucking in the hot tub.
I mean, somebody's got to finish at some point, but I don't think you're speeding that up.
So she goes, flick the porch lights at him.
Nice.
So I'm all right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to flick the porch lights at him. And I go, I'm all flick, 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 flick. Which ironically is kind of what she was up to also, you know?
Yeah, a little bit.
And then I've seen the guy around the complex afterwards. So it's kind of like weird.
How's that weird, dude? Everybody has sex. It's not a fucking big deal.
But not everybody does it in a hot tub. Like in a
in the middle of the courtyard?
Middle of a apartment courtyard.
Nice.
Like all of the apartments look onto this fucking pool and hot tub. It's all right there.
So so I was up in Tahoe last weekend.
Yes.
Yes. And I was up there with the girlfriend and some of her friends. Anyway, the cabin that we stayed in had a hot tub, and you know, they had this fucking booklet of rules for the cabin. Like, literally, these people went crazy with a booklet of rules, and they had, a label maker. There was labels on fucking everything in the condo, or in the cabin. It was like fucking, boom, here's a label. These lights go to the little Christmas lights on the antlers of the fucking deer mounted on the wall. You know, it was shit like that.
Wow.
Anyway, one of the rules was no violent sex in the hot tub. As if, you know,
violent.
It said violent. So, like, normal sex, I assume, was, like, you know, legitimate and expected.
It's expected. I guess so. Yeah, we get it. You know, you guys are going to bone in here.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It was just pretty crazy. It was, like, no violent sex. And they did mention a couple things about how they didn't want the neighbors to be able to see things. So maybe it was just, like, they didn't want the neighbors to see it. But, like, if you're going to fucking nut in the hot tub, don't sweat it.
Like, but nothing like
keep it down so that the neighbors don't look out the window and see you fucking thrusting into somebody.
Right. Nothing like
tales about a man accused of killing his wife. Police now say it was a sex fantasy gone wrong.
Nothing
Arthur
like
Sedell
that.
Told police that he would often put a gun to his wife's head in bed, but earlier this month he accidentally pulled the trigger.
Nothing like that, right? Like that's violent.
No, nothing quite that violent. I mean that would be over the line, so to speak, for these people, I would assume.
Right.
although you know, you sort of wonder, like, how would the vagina tighten up if you were to just fucking blast her brains out? I mean, come on, you were thinking it. Come on, somebody was thinking that shit. All right,
like the ultimate donkey.
It's
punch.
The ultimate. It's the donkey shoot. Like it's the fucking donkey gun. I don't know. Fucking somebody make up a great term for that shit.
The donkey gun.
The donkey gun. I don't know. I mean,
that's phenomenal.
I'm doing it live, so whatever.
That's fantastic. The donkey gun.
Yeah, the donkey gun. Anyway, that's the most pathetic name. Somebody make up a fucking better name for that shit. Anyway, so I, as we all know, like, I don't fucking drive a car because I don't really like to.
How the fuck do you nut after fucking shooting your wife in the head?
I think that's right when you nut. Looking back on it. No.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
Nah, it's all good. Yeah, these are drops from previous episodes. Anyway, so What was I saying? Oh yeah. So you know how I don't drive a car, and I was taking the train home from work today. I was drinking a beer because I knew that we were fucking casting today, and I bought two beers because I thought, oh, maybe my buddy will be on the train, but he wasn't. Anyway, I get home. I'm taking the last couple steps home from the train to my house, and a fucking homeless guy who I've seen like a bunch of times. He's like, oh, can you help me out with something? Can you give me that beer? I gave Carl my beer. Like, I felt bad for him, you know?
Nice dude?
He's a nice dude. Like, the first time I ever talked to him, he just wanted to talk to me. He didn't even ask for any money or anything. So, like, you know, whatever. He asked for money this time, but, like, I'm not giving him any money because I know he's just going to buy beer with it. I'll just cut out the middleman and fucking give him the beer.
You're all, well, I've got a beer.
Yeah, I'm like, I've got a beer. I mean, you know, I was going to drink it. I have another beer that I'm going to drink when I get home, but I gave him that beer. It was a pretty good one. It was like a Sierra Nevada wet hop celebration. Pretty good shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But right now I'm drinking New Belgium Tupelo. This shit's about to go away from the stores. This is a winter shit. It's going to go away.
Oh, really?
Shit's great, by the way. It's New Belgium. That's the company that makes Fat Tire. This is, in my opinion, their best beer. Tupelo, it's their winter ale. The triple, it's pretty good, but the Tupelo is better. It's like a Fat Tire that's like more. It's like more maltier and more biscuity and Fat Tire-y, but more. Right. Yeah, it's epic.
Nice. I'm not drinking it right now.
Well, you're talking.
No, I'm drinking a full sail. Pale ale.
Oh, all right. That's pretty solid. I once partied at that guy's house. The dude who, like, one of the dudes who, like, owns that beer.
I think you've mentioned that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you just told me or you said it on the air, but I think I've heard that story before.
Oh, whatever. Maybe it wasn't that guy, but I think it was, like, some beach house up in, like, Orange County or Huntington Beach or one of them beaches that I don't fucking know very well. Uh-huh. But he had a fucking, it was like a beach house. Like, literally, you walk out his back door and you're on the fucking beach. But then he had like a spigot outside his house, like on the door, and you could just be like, bam, hook it up.
So, yeah, it's just built into the plumbing.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, for the same reason you have a toilet, yeah, you have a fucking keg. Sorry. Nice.
But in my fridge, I have a Stone Vertical Epic aging.
Yeah.
My mom bought it.
Nice.
My mom, who doesn't drink, bought it.
Which year?
This year.
This year. Okay, the 12. Or the 11, rather.
Yeah, I've said before on the air that you know, I love Stone so much that my mom buys it anytime I come home. And I have this, like, and I came home and she had, like, two giant bottles. She had two 22s of Arrogant in the house. And she's all, I got this other one called Epic something. I don't know what it is. I was like, that's like a really limited edition thing.
Yeah.
I just picture my mom just, you know, oh, this looks good. Baby, this. Just, it's the image. I can't get the image out of my head of my mom just buying these, like, ridiculously strong Stone beers.
Nice. Did I tell you Stone had an event on the Super Bowl? I went there. I got there at like 11:30 so that I could, you know, get fucking lit up. And then about 2:30, I left so I could go watch the Super Bowl. But yeah, they had an event and they had a whole shitload of beers on tap. They have these two beers, like they call them Crime and Punishment. Like Crime is one and Punishment is another one.
Right.
They're pretty fucking good. They're made with like, they're spicy, like spicy, like spicy food. They use like cayenne pepper or some shit. It's good.
Huh.
Yeah. I like, I think I liked the Crime better. But yeah, you know, I'm on the Stone blog. Like, I read that shit. It's on my RSS feed. So I saw that they had it. I'm like, ooh, that shit looks good. And then, so I, by the way, shout out to the Stone blog. What's up? Anyway, yeah. Yeah. So I went there. I had Crime. I had Punishment. They had like four different of the anniversary ales on tap. I had like those going back a couple of years. I was lit by the time I left. I had like 32 ounces of like 9% beer.
Wow.
Before the Super Bowl. And you know I had a shitload of action on that, so I had to drink.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Your texts were surprisingly slow in response.
Well, yeah, I mean, there was money lost. There was money lost on the Super Bowl. Not, I mean, I backed the Packers, so that was money won, but everything else was bad. Fucking that two-point conversion was horrible for me.
I know. So the random Super Bowl party that I went to, I was like, oh, my buddy always has, like, funny proposition bets. Let me see what they are. And so I, you know, and by the way, shame on you for not having funnier bets this year.
I know. Like, I was busy. I didn't have enough time. Like, literally, I researched that shit the day before, so I only took a couple.
Like, if you had taken the under on the national anthem, you totally would have won because you just, like, cut out lyrics.
Yeah, that's true. I actually don't know if it went under or over. That's how fucking out of the gambling scene I've been for, like, the past month. Mm. It's bad.
But
although, let me just tell you, just to cut you off. Today,
yeah, absolutely.
Today, so I had to mail some fucking betting tickets in. I mean, I told you about this, right? The one time I, like, ran into your brother-in-law randomly.
Ken Skyward.
Yeah, I ran into him on the fucking street. And I told him I was, like, mailing in some betting tickets. Huh, so I got paid, bitch. I got paid. Shit came in the mail today. Thank you, Venetian.
Anyway, nice.
What's up?
You just mail it in. They just, like, write you a check and that's it?
Yeah. I'm going to go cash it, like, tomorrow or the next day.
Wow.
I mean, you send that shit certified mail because, you know, you're getting, like, you have, like, four figures coming in the mail. And, like, the ticket that you're mailing in is, like, you know, worth a shitload of money. And you put it through your scanner before you send it out because, you know, if that shit gets lost, you want to, like, have the backup. And then you certified mail it for $2. It cuts into your urn, by the way.
Well, do they send it back in any kind of certified thing, or do they just, like, well?
No, I mean, like, in general, like, there's no issue mailing a check, right? You mail a check and, like, somebody fucking steals your check, then you just ask them to mail another one, and they mail another one. You know what? They're gonna just send you another one. But, like, somebody robs the ticket from you, like, the ticket doesn't have my name on it. Mm. If they steal the ticket, they can just cash it at the Venetian. They can just walk up and be like, boom, look, I won. Ha ha. Pay me, bitch. But, like, if Venetian gets the ticket and says, okay, yeah, we owe this guy money, and they mail the check, first of all, the check has my name and address on it. And, you know, if you go to a bank, you got to, like, show ID and stuff. Or if you, you know, do some shady, like, banking shit, still, like, you know, I can just tell them, hey, you know, I lost the check, and they can tell the bank to cash the check, like, haha, fuck you, we're not paying you. We're paying this other guy who's the real James Ridgewood. Cut that out. 18 minutes.
It's going to sound so – I love it when when we have to bleep names. It's the funniest shit. I've gone back and listened to old episodes where we have to bleep names. It's so funny.
Anyway, yeah, so totally that happened. Venetian fucking paid me. I had, like, gobs and gobs of money on Indianapolis to win their division. That shit was value. What are you going to do?
Nice.
And I had to sweat it. Like, Indianapolis was trying to lose.
Would you, let's see, what do we have here? We didn't really prepare much.
No.
But, so we talked about the people fucking in my hot tub.
Yep.
Should we talk about the next thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, we're going to try and grab a little press for TDF Radio.
TDF Radio.
And we're also just because, you know, Raymond Ray and I have been big fans of the Mikey Show for a very long time. Mikey wouldn't be a big fan of us, but I'm a big fan of Mikey, or at least his show. He's kind of different, but I've been listening a long time. And even after all the controversy and whatever that went on with his show, their sports guy is taking a break. He's going on, like, paternity leave or something. And they're having, like, a contest for someone to fill in. And no one, in my opinion, knows more about sports or anything than our boy James Ridgewood.
What's up?
So Raymond Ray and I sent – we actually – I was about to send you that link right as Ray sent it to you. the link describing, you know, I was going to send that exact same link to you like 2 minutes after he did.
Yeah. Well, I got it and I am prepared. I'm going to do it tonight. Like you were saying, like Mikey wasn't getting a lot of submissions. I, by the way, do not listen to the Mikey show. I have never listened to a full Mikey show. Like I have listened to it when I'm in Ray's car or something, but I've never listened to a full Mikey show. Sorry, Mikey, whatever. Like, don't care. Sorry. But, like, I listen to Howard when it's not football season, and I don't have to listen to, like, serious NFL radio, like, the whole time. But when it's the off season, and I'm not listening to NPR, which is the other station that I listen to, I'm listening to, like, Howard and Bubba the Love Sponge, who are the fucking shit.
Apparently, years ago, back when Mikey used to be a shock jock and used to, like, drink and stuff, I think he took a bong hit on Howard Stern.
Yeah. A bunch of people do shit like that. Like, Howard Stern sort of, like, gets the crazy out of everybody, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you go on there, you sort of feel like, oh, I'm obligated to be, like, as crazy as possible today.
Right. Yeah. And
you know, like, if you're a chick, he's going to get you to ride the Sibian and, you know, have an orgasm on the show, hopefully.
Right.
You know? Like,
sure.
That's just part of the show, you know? Yeah. You got to.
So, James is going to make a video and is going to submit it on their Facebook and hopefully replace their sports guy for a day.
Yep. I'm hoping to. So when I going back to like something earlier in the episode, when I answered the video chat from Todd, when he called me on Skype, I picked it up and I had an American flag bandana covering my face because like, you know, as James Ridgewood, I cannot show my face on fucking the Mikey show. Like, I just can't. It's not going to happen. So, you know, I'm hiding myself. I gotta protect my identity.
Right.
Yeah. So I picked it up and Todd was like fucking laughing his head off.
It's genius. It's genius.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm wearing like a Clippers shirt. I had a Padres beanie on, a fucking American flag. I was totally repping TDF and fucking America's Finest right here.
So I don't know how they're gonna pick it. I'm sure that, you know, Mikey's just gonna pick it or whatever, but if you guys are listening, by the time you hear this, the video will probably be up. So head over to Mikey's fan page on Facebook. We'll link to it or something afterwards.
Yep.
And just like it as many times as you can. Put comments in there. It's going to be great.
Yep. It's going to happen. Don't worry. It'll be epic.
Yes. And then we will hear one of the greatest things on radio, on actual terrestrial radio, which will be tdfradio.com.
Yep. That's right. What is it? When's it supposed to be on? Like March 1st? Or is it like, yeah, it's March 1st, isn't it? It's like the Monday of that week, isn't it?
Yeah. The deadline to submit is tomorrow.
Yeah, the deadline to submit is tomorrow. So I'm gonna submit tonight. But the 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, March 1st is a Tuesday. So I think that was like the day that if I were to win, that I would go on.
Right.
Yeah.
I heard that you're supposed to keep like 3 days open. So what I think is that they're gonna test you out on like one of the days, and if they like you, they're gonna have you back.
Oh, all right.
But based on the sounds of it.
Whatever. I don't know. Like, they better do it quickly because I'm sort of, like, busy. I don't even want to talk about what I'm busy with. But, like, I'm going to be busy. If they don't get me by, like, the second week of March, like, too bad. I mean, no offense. Like, I'm not trying to be, like, a douchebag and be all like, oh, fuck you guys. I'm just being like, look, like, I got shit to do.
Yeah, we're not professional DJs here.
No, no. I do not make my money by being on this shit. In fact, I pay money.
Right. Which I owe you money now.
Oh, whatever. It's not that big of a deal.
Especially with Bellagio checks rolling in, son.
Venetian. Please. Although the Bellagio sportsbook's pretty legit, the fucking Palazzo sportsbook is the shit. Like, that is the place to watch fucking sports.
So what's next? What do you want to do next?
I think it's time for a booze break, man. I finished my beer like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I'm out too. Our booze break tonight is brought to you by Stacy Skyward. This is her pick. This is Such an epic song. I fucking love it. James, just so you know, I'm going to do Station ID and Comeback at
the end. I see it on the Google Wave, by the way.
Yeah, Google Wave.
Oh, did you know, by the way? Like, I was reading, like, the fucking Google Wave guy got hired by Facebook.
Yeah, so now Google Wave will just be imported into Facebook.
Yeah, hopefully.
And they'll roll it out as, like, a great thing, because fucking Google Wave is sick.
Google Wave is, like, unbelievably awesome.
Yeah.
People just... It's just too ahead of its time. It's the fucking Apple Newton of 2007, all right?
I was reading about the Newton. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, dude, I threw it out right there.
All right, let me get to our booze break.
Word.
We will be back in about 4 minutes or so.
All right.
TDF Radio's out.
And we'll be back with more right after these words.
My dick costs a late night fee. Yo dick got the HIV. My dick plays on the double feature screen. Yo dick went straight to DVD.
My dick bigger than a bridge. Yo dick look like a little kid's. My dick large like the Chargers. The whole team. Yo shit look like you 14.
My dick locked in a cage, right? Yo dick suffer from stage fright. My dick so hot it's stolen. Yo dick look like Gary Coleman.
My dick pink and big. Yo dick stinks like shit. My dick got a season due. Yo dick needs a tweezer due.
My dick is like supersized. Yo dick look like two fries. My dick more mass than the earth. Yo dick half staff, it needs work.
My dick been there done that. Yo dick sits there with dunce cap. My dick VIP. Yo shit needs ID.
It's time that we let the world know, dude, you gotta let your girl go. DS is the best in the business. P.S. we got dicks like Jesus. It's time that we let the world know, dude, you gotta let your girl go. DS is the best in the business. P.S. we got dicks like Jesus.
My dick need no introduction. Yo dick don't even function.
My dick served a whole luncheon. Yo dick look like a munchkin.
My dick, size of a pumpkin. Yo dick, look like Macaulay Culkin.
My dick, good loving. Yo dick, good for nothing.
My dick, bench press 350. Yo dick, couldn't shoplift at thrifty.
My dick, pretty damn skippy. Yo dick, hungry as a hippie.
My dick, don't fit down the chimney. Yo dick, it's like a kid from the Philippines.
My dick, is like a M16. Yo dick, broken vending machine.
My dick parts the seas. Yo dick farts and queens.
My dick rumble in the jungle. Yo dick got touched by your uncle.
My dick goes to yoga. Yo dick fruit roller.
My dick grade A beef. Yo dick mayday geek.
My dick sick and dangerous. Yo dick quick and painless.
My dick enough said. Yo dick love spread.
It's time that we let the world know, dude, you gotta let your girl go. DS is the best in the business. P.S. we got dicks like Jesus. It's time that we let the world know, dude, you gotta let your girl go. DS is the best in the business. P.S. we got dicks like Jesus.
Dicks like Jesus.
That was me opening my beer.
You're listening to TDF Radio with Raymond Ray.
I used to have the MC Hammer lines shaved in the side of my head.
Wow.
Todd Worthington.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if we hear about Rihanna dying this way.
James Ridgewood.
You were saying, you know, we don't get drunk enough when we do this.
That's 100% true.
And you know what? I'm correcting that mistake. Bitch.
And Stacey Skyward. Only at tdfradio.com.
In your face, bitch.
He's ready.
I already thought we were recording.
You missed that on gold.
I thought you were recording that shit. All right.
That was a gold right there.
All right. One, two, three.
Get in the car and let's go. We'll meet some wild young girls we know. Full time's playing and we got some weed. And there's a pretty little blonde barely past 18. The dips out of shaking, right in time. And the wind 1 mile past the county line. We got 1 more mile, drive on. 1 more mile, drive on. Jack's up on my dash, you know I can't see straight. Don't look back, staring at the stars, drinking cherry wine, sipping, have a little love, brother, cut me a line.
Welcome back.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Oh, James Ridgewood, your microphone is not on.
It's not?
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, it was on, fucker. Your shit was just really loud. That song like got really loud real quick there. I can see like a gigantic spike in Idacity. Actually, it's not that gigantic, but it's like bigger than all the rest of our shit.
Oh.
Whatever. It's all good.
All right. So let me run down that list of songs real quick because I thought they were awesome. So we had My Dick by Mickey Avalon.
By the way, I had heard that song. So when you sent it to me, like I was at work. I didn't want to look it up because like looking up songs called My Dick or looking up anything called My Dick at my job is sort of like I don't really want to do it because
James, really, at any job that you do that, that's not a good idea.
No, probably not. But I mean, like, yeah, I guess it wouldn't be that big of a deal. I could probably get away with it. But like, I don't even want to have that discussion. Like, I don't want to be like, yes, it's just a song called My Dick. I didn't actually look up a penis to look at. Like, it's just a conversation that I'm avoiding.
I was Googling to see if My Dick was on the internet.
Exactly. Not the conversation I want to have.
So that was My Dick by Mickey Avalon. New Station ID brought to you by me. And the last one there, the comeback song there was Drive On from the Blacklist Royals. I like those guys.
Yeah, everything was pretty good.
Thank you.
I dug the Station ID.
It's good, right?
Yeah, I'm less drunk than I was at that time when I said that. Like, I remember how drunk I was. I think, was that the night that I just, like popped a 22 and then drank the whole thing and then popped another 22 and drank the whole thing after the booze break? Or was that the time where I just had the bottle of whiskey?
I believe it was the time that you had the bottle of whiskey.
Oh, okay. Okay. Solid.
Yeah, that drop was great, though.
Oh, yeah. Epic. Yeah, good shit.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
No worries.
What's next?
So we have this video in the wave, man. We should just fucking talk about it.
Do the...
You want me to... Let me see if I can fucking play it through the wave.
All right, I got it.
Oh, you got it? All right.
Oh, were you going to do it?
No, do it.
All right. Let me make sure the volume's up on it. All right, so I don't want to, like, blatantly steal stuff from other... from other, you know, shows. I heard this, and it was just awesome. And we needed to... It needed to be addressed. It just needed to be addressed. So this is from... I'm just going to play it. Fuck it. I'm just going to play it.
Yeah.
And England skipper Andrew Strauss arrived in London proudly showing off the little urn. They'll spend 4 days at home before flying out for the World Cup. And Belinda, I just can't understand how something so small can be so impressive.
Well, Mark, you would know about that. Thank you very much. Weather's next with Jane Riley, but first, here's George Negus.
Yeah, that was fucking epic. So this is 10 News in Australia. What's up, Belinda Hagen? Like, that shit was baller.
I understand how something so small can be so impressive.
Well, Mark, you would know about that. Thank you very much. Weather's next with Jane Riley.
So, yeah. This, I mean, you know... We got to play this. This is America's Finest Bitches. And the one movie ever that has been about San Diego. Fucking Anchorman.
Anchorman.
Great movie. Like, that shit, fucking epic. And this is like an Anchorman moment where the fucking bitch, Belinda, well, she's not a bitch. That was pretty awesome. I cannot call her a bitch. That was just awesome. Yeah. Like, Belinda, word, I fucking love your shit. That one thing, that's all I've ever seen, though. But anyway, that was just epic, like straight out of Anchorman.
You'd know about that, wouldn't you?
Governor?
Tiny wanker.
How's your wanker? All right.
So great. So great.
For the World Cup. And Belinda, I just can't understand how something so small can be so impressive.
Well, Mark, you would know about that. Thank you very much. Weather's next with Jane.
You got to watch the video because the guy... The guy just looks at her like, you fucking cunt. I can't believe you just did that.
Yeah, so the term to Google or to YouTube or whatever is Australian broadcaster Belinda Hagen, H-E-G-G-E-N.
It's so great. I actually got that clip on, I Googled it. Website reviewer is the YouTube host on this clip. It's one of the only ones that's still up, but we're going to try and get it up on the site as soon as we can, and we'll leave that up there too.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It looks like this shit has been, like, cycling because, this shit only got uploaded, like, a day ago. Like, it looks like they're taking this shit down. So you should definitely watch it as fast as possible because even if we put it up, like, YouTube's going to take it down soon.
Definitely. They're definitely going to.
Nice.
Speaking of the internet, speaking of the website, we've made some significant changes to the Twitter, to the Facebook, and to our main website, which I think is our kind of crowning achievement between this broadcast and the last one.
Yeah, it doesn't look so bad. Although the Twitter right now is not fucking showing up properly. I wonder what the fucking deal is with that.
So we made some changes to the website. All of us on the show, including Stacy, have a description and a picture of sorts. Our Facebook has a new picture; it's been updated. Our Facebook and Twitter accounts are linked, so anything that we put on either page goes up.
Ooh, I dig it. Pound count the fucks. That's fucking awesome.
We have to
be the only person who's ever said that. Yes, that we are.
Yeah, and we're going to make it grow.
Yeah.
Fucks.
Count the fucks, bitches. Boom.
Yes. Check out.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I even fucking blogged this month. It was pretty epic. I posted a picture that Raymond sent to us from the fucking pathetic state of Rhode Island.
From Rhode Island.
Yeah. Check that shit out.
Public transportation out there.
TDFradio.com. It's up there. What's up?
It looks good. My boy James was all, it doesn't look that great. We got to do some stuff to it. And then I sent him the most popular podcast on iTunes, which is the Adam Carolla Show. And I showed him that website. And he was like, oh, this is fucking terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty horrible.
Podcasts are just held to
a lower standard. Standard. Like, I mean, I look at, like, you know, Howard Stern's site, and I'm sure that shit costs, like, you know, 50 grand or more. Probably more. I mean, it's probably 50 grand with a fucking contract to, like, upgrade that shit. Might even be more. Might be, like, 100 grand with a fucking contract.
Yeah, so when this isn't our job and we're not really paying all that much money, you know, we've done a good job with it.
Yeah, we did all right. But, yeah. So we'll post that video up there. We'll post the fucking podcast will be up in a couple minutes, which, I mean, you guys aren't even hearing this now. You're going to hear this when I fucking post it, when I'm fucking done. And then I will fucking link to the Mikey Show, and you should fucking like that shit on Facebook. I want a fucking 100 likes. I mean, I'm setting the bar low, but I want 100 likes.
We'll get it done. We'll get it done.
Word.
Fucking TDF radio.
Okay, so you have one more thing on the wave, and I did not know what this was, but I remember you talking to me about it, and I was like, what the fuck? What are you even talking about?
This guy is... Let me... I didn't, like, cue this video, because I wasn't sure if... Wait. Do you want me to cue that link, or the thing where I wrote what's worse?
I was looking at the what's worse thing.
Okay. So I've got a great what's worse.
Okay.
So, you know how that Mega Millions was won by, like, a couple people?
No.
All right, well, Mega Millions is the multi-state lottery.
I'm aware of what Mega Millions is, but like, you know, the lottery does not work for me.
Okay.
As a real gambler, like the lottery is sort of like what fucking broke people do.
Well, guess what? Stacy and I have been playing.
Oh God.
We're doing the thing where it's just like we buy one quick pick, you know, once a week, whatever. But it got me thinking, especially with those the last big win was almost 350 mil. And it got me thinking, what's worse? A guy that always has the same numbers, right? And he plays and plays and plays and plays and plays them, never wins. And one week he forgets to play them and those numbers hit. Or the person who wins and loses their ticket. No. Well, kind of. I think I had it a little different, but still.
That was a fucking great presentation right there, by the way.
You're welcome.
Fucking amazing. I would say it's totally better to not play at all. But, I mean, if second to not playing is, even if you were going to win, not playing is still the right move. Whereas if you play and lose your ticket, that's like the absolute worst thing you can do. You're already throwing away probably like 75 cents of that dollar on the fucking ticket. But when you lose the ticket, you're throwing away the whole dollar. It's like fucking throwing a dollar into the gutter. That's fucking horrible. Like, I don't fucking give money away. I fucking hoard that shit. That's my money, bitch.
All right, so... It's
talk more into the mic. That shit's quiet.
So it's worse to play and... So it's worse to lose the ticket? Or it's worse to...
Oh, definitely. Definitely worse to lose the ticket.
Than to miss out? Than to, like, I forgot to buy my ticket this drawing, and I always play the same numbers, and those numbers hit.
Yeah, at least you didn't lose the dollar.
What about if you... Had you, like everybody else, figured you're not going to win the lottery. You bought a ticket, and you like maybe you forgot to check them, or maybe you lost the ticket. Didn't really pay attention to what happened to the ticket. You tossed it, but it turns out that ticket hit.
You'll never know. Who the fuck cares?
You'll never know.
You'll never know. So you're not going to feel bad about it. Like, who cares?
What if you found out 20 years later? Like,
it would be much worse to know, fuck, I won. All I have to do is find my ticket, and you're like digging through everything, but you fucking like shredded that shit. And you turn over your whole house and fucking, you're like not going to work, not sleeping, because you know that fucking $350 million is sitting in your house somewhere and you don't know where it is. That's fucking worse. That's fucking way worse.
Yeah.
And then you can't find it because you accidentally fucking gave it to a homeless person who asked you for your lottery ticket or your beer, minus the lottery ticket.
So just give him the beer. Like, so life lesson here is give the homeless guy a beer.
Actually, my life lesson is fuck it, give him the fucking lottery ticket, keep the beer. The beer's worth more than a dollar. Especially the beer that I gave that homeless person. I paid $2.25 for that shit.
What if you gave a homeless guy a lottery ticket and it hit?
Congratulations. You'll be back on the street in like a year and a half. Hate to say it, but, you know, whatever. That shit's true.
Yeah. Well, fuck him.
Whatever, man. That's going to be the most fucking epic year and a half in his entire life.
Oh, yeah. I
hope he fucking takes me out. Like, if he won and I had written down my numbers, I would go find that fucking homeless person and be like, you owe me, bitch. Not money, but I expect to be taken care of for like 6 months. You know, fucking next time you go out on your fucking brand new yacht with like 50 bitches, I want to be on that. Make that shit happen. You owe me. I gave you that shit.
Right. Absolutely.
In reality, like, it's almost like I won. It's almost like I'm winning, you know? Yeah, you don't get fucking $350 million, but who the fuck cares? You're going to get so much bitches, like it's going to be it's going to be like you had $350 million. And then when the other guy's broke and back on the street, well, you still have your job. You're all good. And then that guy's like, you take care of me. You're like, fuck you. You won $350 million and you blew that shit. $175 million of it on taxes.
Right.
Thank you for paying for my roads, too.
We got some bad roads.
Subsidizing Amtrak for me.
They say the lottery goes to the schools and shit like that.
It does. It, like all that shit.
So I also put on the wave about the congressman in New Jersey.
Yeah, I saw these. I'm loading it up right now.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, load it up.
Oh, this is like a video. Hold on. I don't want to.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I did see that. This is fucking the stupidest thing ever. I can't believe anybody was so stupid to do this.
Right?
Like, I post shit to Craigslist, and it doesn't make any sense. But, like, when you're a fucking congressman, you don't do that. Because you're conceivably care about your online persona. I mean, look at me. I'm fucking drinking on the air and posting this shit to the internet, and I know that the internet is forever. And I'm still doing it.
Right.
But this guy is just an idiot.
Right. We've taken the necessary steps.
Hopefully.
You know?
Hopefully. I mean, they can still subpoena. Like, we've hidden our identities sufficiently. But, like, come on. Somebody could probably figure it out who we are. And if it came down to, like, a trial, they could definitely figure out who we are via subpoena.
Do you know how much money TDF Radio would be pulling in if they fucking subpoenaed us?
I would hope that we're pulling in enough money to where I can pay for how much I've spent already, which is not very much.
Which is $100.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Well, probably more total spent, but I personally have spent less than $100.
Yeah. Probably. Still. Yeah. I fucking love our podcast, man. It's
you
awesome.
Cannot fucking look up our domain on Who Is and find out who the fuck we are. I fucking block that shit. $8 a year. What's
you
up?
You want to tempt fate and get people looking for us?
Well, they can. Whatever. Fuck it. I already checked it out before I fucking did this. That's just not up there.
Smart.
Word.
Yeah. So, you know, we took necessary steps, you know, maybe the minimum level of steps to make sure that our identities are concealed sufficiently.
Online identities, by the way.
Right. Homeboy sent.
Go for it.
You can go ahead. Go ahead and play it.
No, do it. You play it.
Hold on. I don't have it loaded. You have it loaded.
Yeah, but I got to like set my fucking audio shit. I don't think I have the audio shit set up.
I got everything set up.
All right, good.
Here we go. Oh, there's an ad. Let me mute their ad.
All right.
I don't know how to get through their ad.
Sorry, CNN.
Okay, hold on. I have muted their ad. Haha, fuckers.
Nothing against you guys.
Yeah.
Personal.
And
did make it official, releasing a statement saying that he deeply and sincerely apologizes to people. He made profound mistakes, and he says he promised as hard as he can to work to seek forgiveness. And he said the challenges are so hard in this country that he is going to resign effective immediately. And shortly thereafter, this was read on the floor of the House, John.
Well, that's loud.
We have.
Oh, it was red. I'm sorry. I thought I was going to hear the sound of them reading that on the floor of the House. And so, Dana, he's in his second term. He's from upstate western New York near the Buffalo area. Somebody who's just a rank and file backbencher or an important member of the Republican majority?
To be honest with you, rank and file backbencher. You said it right. He's really relatively new. He has just started. It was in the first month, effectively, of his second term. But he is certainly a House Republican. And for the House Republican majority, this is something, even the possibility of a scandal like this, they did not want. Now, we do know, John, that the now former Congressman Lee did inform the Speaker's office that he was going to resign his seat. The Speaker's office and other leaders are not saying what kind of conversations, if any, many happened in private, but I did bump into one senior Republican congressman in the hallway
this whole
after
thing, and they're like, not
saying, he said, look, this
man
is the kind of thing that if it is true, and if, as in his statement, he says mistakes, plural, were made by him with regard to his personal life, that this was a no-brainer, that this is something that he had to do. But look, this is something that, in terms of the allegations that are on the Gawker website, still, he has not been specific in confirming any of it, and none of his staff, as far as I know, and people who are close to him, really do know if any of the specifics.
So I posted.
Yeah,
so,
fuck that shit.
Yeah, I shut it down. But anyway, so Representative Christopher Lee of New Jersey.
No, New York.
It's New York?
Yeah,
I thought it was Jersey.
No, it's New York.
It's
Western New York, though, so near Buffalo.
Resigned after reports surfaced that the married congressman tried to meet women on Craigslist.
And the shit says, I'm a very classy guy, 6 foot, 190 pounds, blonde/blue.
And if you, we should also post this picture to the website, too.
He actually looks okay. I mean, you know, for how old would you say that guy is, like 50?
He's 40-something?
40, 45, 47.
He's a 40-something guy?
Yeah. He looks all right. With his shirt off on Craigslist?
He's shirtless in his Dockers, like, flexing.
No. All right. Hypothetical.
Right.
The guy's not married. Scandal or no scandal?
Okay. Yes, it would still be a scandal.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I would totally do this if I were a congressman and I were not married. I'd be like, whatever. I would even put congressman. I'm a very classy guy.
There's nothing.
Like, what the fuck? I'm a congressman. Come fucking bone me for free.
You'd have to run his fucking Green Party. You couldn't get. Or you'd have to do it after you were elected.
Well, he's already in the fucking office. He didn't have to resign. They would have to fucking, they would have to kick that guy out. They can't just like, okay, 2 years later, they can be like, oh yeah, we don't give you another term. But like now, if they wanted to get rid of this guy, they have to fucking go through whatever, the fucking due process and kick him out.
He's just resigning. But the only reason it's a big deal is because he's Republican and that's it.
Well, Republican and married. I mean, basically, where's your family values credentials, you know? But like, if you're Democrat and unmarried, then you're just fucking pulling a Jerry Brown, like boning some hot chicks. Like, what's the big fucking deal?
Then you're just a regular Democrat that likes to.
Sorry, I should say Jerry Brown 30 years ago when he was fucking pulling in some Linda Ronstadt action.
Yes.
Yes. So, yes. I mean, like, I'm not 100% sure it would be a scandal. Like, we haven't had, like, a single president in a long time. But, like, if you were single and you were the president and you're, like, fucking busy and you're, like, Obama and you're graying like a motherfucker, or you're, like, Clinton and you turn into a skeleton after, like, fucking 4 years, like, you don't want to fuck around. Like, you just want, like, look, I'm posting this shit on Craigslist. You come and have sex with me. Like, I'm fucking busy. Yes. I got to fucking run the country, but I need to get my dick sucked. So... What's up?
I think that if, for lack of a better term, if a congressman were ballsy enough to do this, like, they would have to do it exactly the way that you said. They would have to just put it out there and be like, that's it. Come suck my dick. I'm a congressman.
I don't think the Craigslist is the way to do it. Like you look at the way classy NFL players do it. You know, this is sort of like the model that I would follow. Not the Ben Roethlisberger sort of bone some chick in the bathroom model.
Rape.
I would take the Aaron Rodgers sort of look at me, I live in Wisconsin, but I have the fucking hottest girlfriend in the NFL model. That is the fucking, well, all right, maybe fucking Giselle Bundchen, but like, maybe. Like, Aaron Rodgers' girlfriend is hot. You don't hear any Aaron Rodgers scandal shit. But how did Aaron Rodgers, some fucking weirdo out of California, like, how did he land, like, the hottest bitch ever?
Or, and I will catch a lot of flack for saying this, but, or, you go the Steve McNair route.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the way that I would go.
I mean, you know, he was married, and was. Hooked up with somebody.
I mean, technically, she's still around.
But, yeah. Anyway, who's the, I heard that some NFL player has a high school girlfriend.
Really?
Has a girlfriend
shit.
In high school?
I don't know about that.
I heard about this. I think he's on the Jets.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to Google it.
Yeah. Google it up and let me know.
Jets.
Because that's kind of fucked up.
High school.
Man, I'm like burping like, whoa, too much beer.
Mark Sanchez, 17-year-old girlfriend.
No, come on. No. Really?
Eliza Kruger, Mark Sanchez's alleged 17-year-old girlfriend.
I am Wikipediaing Mark Sanchez. Hopefully that shit is up there. Because Mark Sanchez is like 22. I mean, 22 to 17 isn't that big of a deal. He's 24.
It's over on Deadspin.
Wow.
The somewhat romantic story of Mark Sanchez and a 17-year-old girl.
Well, how long ago? I mean, like, if this is like 4 years ago, then Sanchez was like 20. What's the big fucking deal, you know?
Says no one committed any crimes as far as we know. It's perfectly legal for New York Sanchez, for New York Jets Sanchez to date a 17-year-old girl. He can do it in Manhattan. He can do it in his home of he can do it at his home on a New Jersey golf course. She's legal.
How is she legal?
This story has stormy nights and 2 a.m. text messages and cute photographs and mean professional gossips and very angry lawyers, which is to say it's a story about love. Wow, I love how this story is written. It's over on Deadspin.com. It's great.
Wow, Mark Sanchez, I hate to say it, not a fan. Like, I got a buddy who is like a gigantic Jets fan, and I fucking feel bad for the guy. Like, I remember texting him during the playoffs, like when they were playing Indianapolis, and Indianapolis played the fucking shit out of the Jets. But I was just like, dude, Mark Sanchez is playing like shit. This guy is not worth, like, they drafted him 5th overall. They got so fucked. So fucked. Drafting this guy. 17-year-old girlfriend. Fuck. Whatever.
Marrying his 17-year-old wife.
What's apropos, that for? No?
What's that?
This is you, dumbass.
From when?
Marrying his 17-year-old wife.
Whatever. I don't know. Fucking Mark Sanchez. You suck. No offense. Hopefully you turn into a good quarterback. I got nothing personal against you. I'm just saying you're not good currently.
Well, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it
Marrying
is.
His 17-year-old wife.
What is that from?
It's from one of our early podcasts.
I don't even remember. What was I talking about?
I think you were talking about a friend of yours.
Hmm. Whatever.
Wow. Yeah, dude, I watched him fucking in a tree huck a spear and kill a deer. It was totally badass.
Yeah, that was totally badass. That was what's his name on the fucking the Vikings, who had a shitty ass year, Jared Allen. That's well, I mean, not shitty ass, but like not as good as last year. Like last year he had a fucking epic year, and then this year his year sucked.
Easily,
but I mean,
favorite clips.
Oh yeah. Like literally, if you have not seen it, go to YouTube and watch him fucking spear a deer. That shit is so awesome.
Sort of like a homeless beard that you trimmed a little bit.
I clicked the wrong drop.
All right, whatever. You clearly are playing with some fucking soundboard app.
Actually, whatever. No. I didn't have enough time to load up my soundboard app, so I'm just doing it in iTunes.
Yeah, that soundboard app, I was like, this shit.
It's bad. It's awful.
I did not even look at it.
You load it and you can't save it. You can't save an actual soundboard.
Oh, that's terrible.
The software, anyway.
Might be time to make some money. Write a soundboard app.
There's lots of soundboard apps for phones. There's like no soundboard apps for PCs that you can get for free.
I gotta close this fucking Mark Sanchez app. I keep looking at it. Or Mark Sanchez fucking Facebook. Wikipedia article. There we go.
Let's see here. I'm going to our Facebook page, see if anything happened. Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope.
Do you know us?
I know, it's awesome.
Now, yeah, we're about to fucking blow up, though. We're about to blow up.
I get texts about our podcast, though.
Really?
People, our friends and shit like it.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
People thought my Rihanna line was funny.
All right.
And by people, I mean a dude I know wrote me a text about it.
Well, that's something.
It's something.
It's more than I've ever gotten. Shit.
I was texting actually with a buddy of mine, so I know that we were talking about whether or not we want to live stream or not.
Yeah.
And a buddy of mine was like, that'd be awesome. And I was like, well, we got to see if it's worth it. He's all, what would it be to be worth it? I go, to have actual listeners listening live.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't want to do it and have the statistics and be like, yes, 5 people listen to this. Epic.
Right. If 5 people download it, I'm happy.
Yeah.
But if there's 1 person in the room and it's like our buddy that's just like chatting along with us, might as well just put a microphone in front of him, you know?
Exactly. That guy can come over to my house and fucking just listen live if he wants to. He doesn't need to be able to listen live from his own house. He can drink beers in my house.
Next broadcast, you should have Ken come over and hang out behind you.
All right. I should just buy him another mic. Actually, he should buy him fucking self a mic.
He can buy himself a mic. He's fine.
Yeah. He needs a headset too. Whatever. That shit's like $40 combined. Oh, maybe it's like
it's like $40.
Maybe it's like $80. I don't know.
All he would need for a headset is one of these. Is one of these little converter deals if he wants to use his, like, you know, regular headphones.
Yeah, he showed me one of those things that converts, like, the little computer things into the big real things.
Right.
That made no sense. But, yeah, I have a headset. Yeah, I mean, I could just get him one of those. Those things cost, like, a nickel. Probably steal one from work.
I think, James, we are rambling a bit here.
I think we are, and I have to go. I have fucking work to do. I got to fucking record. I got to watch the fucking Fedor fight, and then I got to record my video about the Fedor fight and post it to Mikey's fucking show.
Yeah, just upload it to James Ridgewood Facebook.
Yeah.
And then just link to it.
Under control.
So check us out on Facebook. Friend us. Like us. They made some changes to the fan pages a little bit. I don't exactly understand it myself, but
who does?
Go there. Make sure we get James Ridgewood on the motherfucking Mikey show.
Yeah, maybe.
It's awesome. Let's do it.
I'm not keeping my hopes up, but you know, whatever.
Right.
So we were aiming for like a 30-minute show. We ended up with an hour-long show. We didn't even have to fucking try.
Yeah, I know. We always do that.
18 minutes. I gotta fucking cut that shit out.
Yeah, remember to cut it.
Yeah.
So.
What's up?
Friend us on Twitter. Friend us on Facebook.
Here, I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane. Times are
strange. We gotta free TDF Radio is a occasional podcast. Usually broadcasting around happy hour time.
That's right.
This is truly the best drunken idea anybody has ever had and followed through on.
Yeah, I agree. So, I'm going to get another beer after this one.
We will see you next time. TDF Radio is out. Later, fuckers.
Peace.
Watch the horse parade for the price of fame. Hey, oh. slithering with dollar signs in their eyes with tongues so reptilian is industry's venomous with cold-blooded cinnamon. No need for nervousness, it's just a little turbulence. Town, downtown, snakes on the block. I suggest you grab your ankles and kiss your ass goodbye.
You can also beat off after the show. We don't care.
Oh, we